Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Wilmer here this morning with the morning devotional for today. Just want to come to you all in the name of Jesus and for this morning, actually for this week, I have pondered what to share this week, and I guess my intentions to share with you all this week is the power of the spoken word, or the power of the spoken blessings. As the week goes on, I want to more and more bring out scripture verses. However, I would want to be careful that I don't just repeat them over and over this week. So I hope you can bear with me this week as we talk about the spoken, the blessing of the spoken word, the blessing of the spoken blessings. You know, when we look up in scriptures, there's a lot of verses that pertain to this. The scriptures speak about, in Proverbs 18:21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Yes, you know, the tongue speaketh life and or death, and there's much more power in what we say than what we realize. There is a spirit within each one of us, and what we speak is directly connected to the heart. And what comes out of the heart is directly connected to the soul. And what comes from the soul is what we're connected to. So it is important that we, or the a desire that I have, that we could have, we could be healed and whole to the point where what comes from our life is what we're connected to. And as it goes through the filter of our soul, through our heart, and out of our mouth, could be a blessing to those around me, and to God, and to my own life. You know, there's many marriages out there that are not experiencing what God intended for them to experience in marriage. There's many marriages that, you know, come to a place where they both don't really feel that their marriage is all that bad, but it's not. They're not experiencing what they had hoped for. And one of the ways to experience a greater togetherness, a greater intimacy in marriage, not only in marriage, but to those around us, is to speak words of blessings into their lives. Marriages that have started, that began doing that, blessing each other, making it a habit of blessing each other every day, have seen quite a difference in their marriage. And of course, this must come from deep within and from where we're connected to. The flow of blessings must come from God, or they come in vain. However, as we connect to God and we bless Him and we have a desire to bless our spouses, our children. And even though many a times we don't know where to start, we just pray. We ask for that help from above, and we open our mouth and we start speaking blessings in others' lives. We'll change the lives around us, and it will change us as well. We think of our children. First of all, when we think of Jesus here on this earth, he spoke words of blessings wherever he went. Now, some people would say that he was full of speaking the blessings. Not everyone that heard the words of Jesus were blessed. The Pharisees and scribes were not blessed. They did not hear the blessing coming from our Lord Jesus. And, we don't always know, should we bless this person or shouldn't we? Because we don't know where it comes from we don't know where they're coming from. However, a challenge here that I would have for us here this morning, for us all, is how many teenagers today are Pharisees and scribes, or have the spirit of a Pharisee and scribe? Not very many, and practically none. And many a teenager hears where they're wrong or what they're not. The challenge I would have for us today to make a difference in the youth around us is to challenge us all to speak words of life into our youth, to speak encouragement to our youth where we can, to speak a blessing in their lives. I'm fully convinced as we speak blessings into the lives of our youth, they will be changed. It will bring something that they it'll bring a change to their life and to ours as well. Also, to those that have hurt us along the way. The Bible speaks about blessing those that curse us, blessing those that hurt us, blessing us that intended to hurt us, and to bless them. There is testimony after testimony of those that have been hurt and deeply hurt. When they came to a point where they made a decision to speak blessings into that person's lives, how they themselves were able to overcome an ongoing struggle of bitterness towards these people, and many a time the offender were changed as well. How do we speak to those around us? How do we speak to our children? How do we speak to our grandchildren? How do we speak to those around us? Just a plea here this morning to examine our lives, to examine what's coming from our lives. What are we speaking? How are we saying it? Is it a blessing or is it a curse? There is life and or death in the power of the tongue. And many a child or a grandchild has struggled through life because of a curse that was spoken into their life as a young child. my heart goes out to those young people and those young lives. And when I think back in my life, how good did I do? When I think of those things, there's a deep cry in my heart to make all these things right and to, in a new and a fresh way, speak blessings into those young lives around us. And many a parent that has struggled with their young children in many different areas, maybe in disobedience and other things, has found a change in their lives once they started speaking a blessing into their lives in every chance that they had. They've seen the child change from being a struggling child to a sweet child. You know, for many of us, we just don't see ourselves there. We just don't know how to go about this in speaking a blessing into other lives. But I would just challenge us this morning that we would consider this and that we would give it a try and I think we will reap the benefits in blessing someone today. To speak life to someone or to those around us today. May you all have a good day in the Lord. Amen.